white dominated everything in the 1950s. I, growing up, thought Paul Anka was, you know, just another random Italian kind of like doo-wop crooner. But no, Lebanese-Canadian. So shout out to managing to break through and have one of the most successful songs of your era as a man of color from Ottawa. And yes, a little bizarre, the nature of this song, kind of a May, not necessarily May-December romance, but written by Anka from his perspective about an older girl that he had developed a crush on. Prior to that, we had one of the more modern interpretations of the great tradition of crooning, which is kind of singing with like a deep, sonorous voice, at least by my definition. Cameron Winter with Warning, a little bit of new music for you. We also, in that music block, and I'm telling you, we're going all over the place today. It's kind of a pairing of old and new. This is such a beautiful track. And part of it is the vocal performance of Johnny Hartman, the singer on My One and Only Love. But let's be honest, the show-stopping aspect of that track was John Coltrane on the saxophone. We also heard from Bad Bad Not Good and VCR with Found a Light on Beale Street. We had Martha and the Vandellas, a little bit of Motown girl group energy with Nowhere to Run. And we had a new release from the Beths with Till My Heart Stops. And that's the name of the game today, folks. Not my heart stopping, although you never know. The name of the game today is old and new, new and old, a little bit of everything. I've just been really enjoying getting a chance to play music that is well outside my normal purview. Why? Why not? Coming up next, we have got a brand new release, part of our Release Radar series. This is Mellow Lily with Symphony on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Walking down the streets, I hear so many sounds around me ring. I can't help but hear a song and hear music in everything. I hear a beat that rumbles deep down low and sounds like it's from far away. Yeah, this city is alive and there's a symphony that calls my name. And it sounds like whoa-oh-oh-oh. 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 There's a symphony that calls my name.
just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a brood mare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. And still feel so alone, still feel related, like stations in some relay. Oh, not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just pick up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and there, why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. Went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. You got those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes in numbered doors, where the players slick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and regrets, coyote. I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run. With this flame, you put her in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the freeway.
Grinning like some sick entertainer. Is Your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
I ain't got a thing to show. I live it all out.
Chris Wyatt from Gordon Lightfoot. And no, your ears did not deceive you. That was an electric guitar. In fact, an electric guitar solo. That single from the eponymously named album was released in 1978, and it's not remembered fondly by Lightfoot fans, nor was it particularly fondly remembered by Gordon Lightfoot himself. As with most things, I don't think it's as bad as people remember it being. And there was a really nice re-release of The Circle Is Small on that album. So, you know what? He's had worse. Oh, it also had Hangdog Hotel Room. Once again, not a classic, but decent. Decent stuff from Gordon Lightfoot. And I think it's worth noting that a Lightfoot flop would be probably the album of the year in 2026, and because of how small the talent nomination pool is, he'd probably have won like 96 Junos for it. Moving on. We also heard from Kaya Cater with The Witch. We had Joni Mitchell with Coyote, and actually that was the live performance off The Last Waltz, you know, the band concert DVD. And we kicked off that quick little music block with a new release from Mellow Lily called Symphony, which is part of our Release Radar program. Very good. Coming up next, we have got some relatively new music from Broken Social Scene, released in the last couple weeks, so we are going to count it. This is The Call on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
twisted though your stallion stands in need of company, and like some angel's haloed brow you reek of purity. I see your armor plated breast has long since lost a sheen, and in your deathmark's face there are no signs which can be seen. Though I hope for something to find, I can see no place to unwind. Twisted door and vulture sits upon your silver sheen, and in your rusty scabbard now the sand has taken seat.
One of the more blatant Beatles knockoffs of the era. That was Southend Sussex's, say that five times fast, Procol Harum. And that was Conquistador off their debut album, A Brighter Shade of Pale. But it is performed with and live in Edmonton with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. So, shebang, that does count as CanCon because, if only by volume, the sheer number of performers on that track that are Canadian greatly outnumbers the number that aren't. Procol Harum, yeah, one of my dad's favorite bands from that period of time. And I will say, A Brighter Shade of Pale, good track. I like it. It's like one of the better psychedelia ballads. But yes, right down to the costuming and even the inspiration and shift towards prog rock, a very blatant kind of Beatles pastiche in the late 1960s, early 1970s, but still touring today, if I recall correctly. They broke up, reformed, they're on the nostalgia circuit, and I think that's a really nice rendition of Conquistador. I love when bands, be they rock, pop, etc., otherwise team up with a full-scale symphony orchestra. Think Metallica with, I think it was like the San Francisco Philharmonic. I think you get some really fantastic tracks coming from, pairing with somebody that has that symphony or classical background. Continuing on our trend of relatively new and definitely quite old, we've got a pair of Ottawa rock and roll bands. First of which, Holorado. You know them, you love them, you can't get enough of them. And then we're going to play another one of these all-time staples of Canadian music. Certainly of the 70s variety of Canadian music. We've got the five-man electrical band. Once played at my dad's high school prom. So we've got a couple Ottawa bands coming up. Ottawa, Rise Up. These are two tracks you can roll your windows down and belt along to, should you feel so inclined. This is Holorado with Born Yesterday, and then we're going straight into It's Signs, folks. Everywhere Signs by the five-man electrical band on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, new and old edition.
Need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat. Music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present new music from local rockers Screamin' Sins, who are reaching back to their psychobilly roots with the release of Deal with the Devil, streaming live and now available for purchase on Bandcamp. Give it a spin and add it to your most dark and devilish playlist. And don't forget to give the band a follow at Screamin' Sins on Instagram. Are you a local musician who would like to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And in the meantime, stream Deal with the Devil by Screamin' Sins on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here, right now, with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm in my bag right now. I'm in my bag. That was a throwback to 1969. That was Coven with Wicked Woman. Coven, an early kind of hard rock, satanic rock band led by the alluring Jinx. More on that in just a moment. What we had preceding Coven is a band that certainly, I think, whether knowingly or otherwise, can take and trace some of the credit back to Coven. We had Screamin' Sins with Deal with the Devil. But Coven, 1969, right on the bleeding edge of the burgeoning hard rock and satanic rock experience. On their first album, they were the band that had the devil horns displayed prominently. Now, obviously, Black Sabbath. I'm going to go ahead and say a better band that has a much more deserving and rich lineage. But Coven, until, I'm not going to say their sellout in the 1970s, because that's really more of just a one-woman thing, but until Coven completely lost the plot in the 1970s, man, that first album, worth checking out. Wicked Woman is a nice sampling, but there's a lot more where that came from. You may be familiar with Coven if you are also a proponent of the golden oldies, because they are responsible for one of the more inexplicable soundtrack hits in music history. And by that, I mean, it's not a surprise to me that this song was a hit, because I think it really pressed all the right buttons at the right time. But the fact that it was Coven that is responsible for One Tin Soldier. Yes, One Tin Soldier. If you're not familiar, I'll play a quick excerpt now. Yes, Jinx of Coven fame. We just heard Wicked Woman. We heard her belting out this incredible track. Is the primary vocalist on 1970s one-hit wonder, One Tin Soldier. Not attributed to her or Coven, obviously, just simply attributed to the original cast, C-A-S-T-E, if you're curious. Quite a departure from the work she was doing just 2 years prior. And if you're not familiar with Billy Jack, oh my God. I don't even know how to explain this. Okay. Billy Jack, played by Tom Laughlin, billed as, director, but also the star, billed as T.C. Frank as the director, Tom Laughlin as the star. $800,000 budget, made like $33 million. But Billy Jack is like an indigenous American war veteran who's on the side of the hippies protesting the Vietnam War, and he's also really good at karate. So he beats up the, you know, evil people trying to harass the hippies. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. That is the plot of Billy Jack, 1971. Go check it out. And that's the strange connection it has to Jinx from the early hard rock, satanic rock pioneering band, Coven. The more you know. I mean, where do you even go after talking about Billy Jack, Coven, and One Tin Soldier? I'm going to give you a slightly less old throwback. Definitely not a golden oldie, but a relevant throwback. This is Bedouin Soundclash with Walls Fall Down on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
The walls fall down on your old town, and you begin. Stone upon stone.
to take it slow. Oh no, I think I'm running out of time again. And you've got a 9-to-5, and you're complaining all the time. Oh no, I think you're feeling low again. Softly weeping on the front step, she says I'm just a stupid, useless goodbye. Softly weeping on the doorstep, she says I'm just a stupid, useless goodbye. And now
that was The Backsteps with Goodbye Youth, preceded by Bedouin Sound Clash with Walls Fall Down. And we are just about out of time today on our Friday morning indie wake-up call. We've been doing like some new slash old. The formula has, I'm going to say, relaxed a little bit over the last 10 minutes or so. And we're going to end out on another kind of nostalgic throwback. Once again, in more recent years, akin to Bedouin Sound Clash. I'm not going to say exactly contemporaneous. There's about 7 years of difference here. But we are going to end off on a track that is back in vogue thanks to a release last month. We are going to listen to They May Be Giants and the theme song for one of the great sitcoms of all time, Boss of Me, which was, of course, the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle. And shout out CFRC alumnus Marika Vernoy interviewed They Might Be Giants, I want to say like 3 weeks back. I believe you can find the article on the Visit Kingston social media page and on their website, or perhaps Kingston Live Music. It's one of the two. You type in They Might Be Giants Kingston, you will find it. And I just feel like it's a great high energy way to send us off. So thanks for listening, folks. We'll catch you again next week on your Friday morning indie wake up call. In the meantime, this is the multifaceted, versatile, and immensely successful They Might Be Giants with just a incredibly catchy track. This is Boss of Me to close out your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, and I hope, I pray, I beg. Okay, maybe not that intense, but I hope you'll join me again next week for more indie wake-up call goodness. See ya.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're
life is unfair, so I just stare at the stain on the wall where the TV's been, but ever since we've moved in, it's been empty. Great on a curve, and you'll observe I'm right below the horizon. Yes, no, maybe I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football.